ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yankee Stadium.
There's a drive, hits a deep right field, that ball is going, blowing it in, gone. Jesus Christ, the authority, no, I don't believe it.
That ball is high, it is far, it is gone.
Yo, what's up, Yankee fans? Welcome to the Bullpen Betty Show. This week, Betty and I will delve into the soap opera that is the life of Alex Rodriguez. Plus, we'll welcome back two much-needed bats to the Yankees lineup before Betty finally gets to play her own walk-off song of the week. So stick around, because she's Betty, I'm Gigo, and this is Episode 3 of the Bullpen Betty Show.
Everybody, welcome to the Bullpen Betty Show. This is episode 3. I'm Bullpen Betty, and I'm here with my man Gigo, and we are in Babe Ruth Plaza.
Ain't that sweet?
Yeah, how did you do that?
Well, they don't really know we're here, so keep it down. They're out of town.
Oh, is that why nobody's here?
That's why nobody's here. I figure when no one's looking, you know,
we can sneak onto the property.
But I can actually touch the building. I can touch the stadium.
Yes. So, you know, we're really moving sideways in the world. You think they'll ever let us on the property when they're actually playing?
No, I'm working on it.
All right, well.
I got my man Angel, so he's going to hook us up. But it all depends on your availability for...
My availability? You don't think I'm available? To go to be on Yankee property and broadcast from there, I'll make myself available.
It's more like your availability. I think he wants you to babysit one of his kids, and then he'll get his.
He doesn't know me, right? I don't. If he knew me, I don't think he'd want me babysitting any of his kids ever. So how are you doing?
Doing good. Good week. How about you? How was your week?
Personally, my week was weird, but
can't be any weirder than the Yankees week.
No, not really.
I guess the big news of the week was the A-Rod soap opera, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like changing every 5 minutes. News of the week, news of the second, right?
I know. I mean, I tell you where we're at now, but who knows where we're at?
Right.
I mean, 1 second he is hurt, then he's not hurt, then he's got Yankee doctors, then he's got some other doctor who never even met him, who was suspended for steroid stuff, and then he's back on August 1st, and now he's back on August 6th, and now he's going to get suspended. He's not going to get suspended.
Wow. Well, you know, the thing, keeping up with the details of this is, you know, it is like a soap opera. It's a baseball soap opera.
Right.
It should be in Spanish or something even.
Telemundo.
With like a guy wearing a bee costume or something, right? But I think that really the interesting thing from my perspective is the PR angle to this. It's been a real PR tug of war between the Yankees and A-Rod. And it's interesting to me because the Yankees are not winning this. I don't know that he is, but the Yankees are not winning right now, in my opinion.
Right, they should, by all rights, should clearly be winning it.
Right, because so many people hate A-Rod. He makes more money than Goldman's...
some teams.
That's funny. So, he's just an icon for, like, New York, you know, overspending and money, and the whole country just hates him. And, you know, a lot of people in New York don't like him much either, right?
What are the Yankees doing wrong? How are they losing?
They're not getting a leg up. He has great, I don't know, agents, managers, PR people, lawyers. They're really... He's not looking foolish.
No more foolish than he's always looked, right?
Right, well, exactly. So if you start out low, and I've learned this in life, there's nowhere to go but up.
Right.
So he really, he went in a power position because he was as low as he could go, and the Yankees are, you know, the Yankees, so.
But he's one of those guys, I mean, so it's weird. No matter what he does, either you love him or you hate him, right?
Right.
And it's always been like that. And so he can, you know, kiss himself in a mirror in a magazine. Or he can, you know, date Kate Hudson or try and get a phone number from some chicks during the playoff game.
Right.
And if you love him, who cares?
Right.
Right? And if you hate him, he could, you know, he could win you the World Series like he did in 2009, and you still hate him.
Right. So I always thought that I hated him. I've heard stories about him. He's just not a nice guy. You know, I don't really care how much money he makes. I mean, good for him. Good for his agent. You know, they're good business, right? That's not his fault. It's just his personality and all of that. So last summer I was trolling the streets of the West Village, and I turned the corner, and there's a lot of, you know, outdoor cafe type places down there. And lo and behold, who is sitting at an outdoor table but A-Rod with two, like, 24-year-old blonde girls, surprise, surprise. And instead of just being like, whatever, I freaked out, basically about-faced, and ran down the street like my hair was on fire. Just upon seeing him in person, I, like, spontaneously combusted. And I, like, ran down the street around the corner to try to regroup and figure out, how can I get a picture of him without him noticing? How can I talk to him? Oh, my God, it's A-Rod.
Well, I guess this is one of the reasons they signed him, right? Because he brings that reaction.
Yeah,
that they want.
He definitely, the fact that he brought it out in me, I was, you know, thought I was such a badass about him. But, you know, it, faced with him in person, I ran down the street like a little girl.
So now we know A-Rod's not going to be here, at least in the near future, right? At least until sometime in August. And if he decides, if they suspend him, he fights it, he can appeal, he can play. But who knows if the Yankees will ever let him on the field.
Right.
And also with the trade date coming up now, who knows what our team is going to look like in another week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's already changed. We've got a guy back who I never thought he'd be back as a Yankees, Fulson Soriano.
Yes.
Who, ironically enough, we traded away to get A-Rod in the first place.
Wow. So it's come 360.
Right.
So upon hearing that Soriano was coming back.
Wait, do you know where he lives?
Not yet.
Oh.
Does he even live in New York yet? he's commuting. He just got here. Upon hearing that he had returned, I decided it was a news event, so I jumped on the old subway and ran up to Yankee Stadium on Friday with no ticket. And I walked right up to the front and I demanded that they let me in, and didn't they know who I was? And they didn't. So I went to, you know, the Ticketmaster line and, the ticket line, and I bought a ticket, and then I went in very excited, and it was a really horrific game. It was really bad. It was his first game back, the one that was like 10-1 until like, you know, late
against
in the
Tampa
game. Against Tampa Bay, exactly. It was the first Tampa. So CeCe was pitching, and it was brutal. I mean, it was brutal.
I mean, because he was brutal. This is the second game in a row where he's given up 7 runs, 9 hits, and lasted 5 innings.
Yep.
And he's supposedly our ace.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that I know where CeCe Sabathia lives. I don't know the house he lives in, but I know the town that he lives in. And people see him shopping at the local supermarket.
Should we mention what town it is?
No, I'm not gonna.
Okay.
I wanna maintain the mystery.
Is this the same town your father was mayor of?
No, it's not, but they're all sort of close. And Bullpen Betty doesn't have a father who is the mayor of anything. She's rough and rugged and from the mean streets. And then I know somebody whose son plays baseball with CeCe's son. And I asked, I said, so is CeCe's son really good? And he said, not only is he really good, but he's twice the size of any other kid on the team. I think they're like 9 years old. You know, and every kid's, you know, 4 feet tall and weighs 80 pounds soaking wet. And CeCe's 9-year-old son is, you know, 6 feet tall and weighs 230 or something. So
I was going to say, when they see him in the supermarket, does he have like 3 shopping carts with him? Just piling on the food.
I haven't heard what he buys. I think people are just so excited to see him. They like, you know, like me with the A-Rod, they just like run around the block with their head on fire. So interestingly though, I was biding my time on Facebook while I was sitting through that massacre, and I found a guy who I knew in 7th grade was in the stadium, and he came down and visited me. So we had a great fun old time. So I salvaged. See, I always find a good time in Yankee Stadium, no matter what is going on the field. Bullpen Betty rocks it. So I had a great time with my old pal, and now we've reconnected, and hopefully, you know, I'll see more of him because he's a good guy. So there you go. See, I'm turning. When life gave me lemons, Chet lemons. That's really bad.
Wow.
Life gave me Chet Lemons, so I made lemonade.
So, bad game for CC, bad game for Soriano. I mean, but, you know, he just got sent here. Who knows if he's even slept yet.
Right.
Followed up with another horrible game. But then we got somebody else back also.
I'm afraid to say his name. It's sort of like taking the Lord's name in vain or something. Like, there's the Yankees and then there's, I can't even say it.
The captain.
Oh, captain, my captain.
Yes.
What happened only happens in the movies.
Right. He's like, Robert Redford, Roy Hobbs in The Unnatural.
Yeah. He comes back and the first pitch they throw to him, what does he do?
It's a home run.
I mean, who else?
He's pretty amazing.
And then Soriano apparently got a good night's sleep.
Right.
And he, you know, ultimately, like, got the hit that won the game. That was...
Well, first he homered, and it was the first time him and Jeter have homered in the first same game since 2003.
So it's been 10 years. They're back together, and they're dual homering. Wow.
But now our pitching is blowing again, right?
Right. Well, so what's up with, you know, there's... trading deadlines.
Our whole team may be different. The trade deadline is Wednesday. Obviously, the Yankees don't have anything to give up but pitching. I mean, it's like the only thing we have. So, rumor has Jabba going, which I'm fine with.
Who? can you strike up the dueling banjos?
I would guess that maybe someone like Phil Hughes. I mean, he's great for us, but I think it's just he's in the wrong stadium, right?
Oh, interesting.
I mean, he's a fly ball pitcher. He gives up, you know, he pitches up in the strike zone. You put him in Citi Field, I think he'd actually have a pretty good career, right? Because, I mean, you can't hit a home run in Citi Field.
You're not allowed?
Well, as David Wright.
Does he hit most of his home runs on the road?
He used to hit him at Shea.
With Shea.
Citi Field, the way, I don't know, it's basically a pitcher's park.
Right.
And like there's places like San Diego, there are pitchers parks out there that Phil Hughes may do better at, so maybe he's gone. Who knows?
So why isn't there like a standard size for baseball parks, for stadiums? How can one be so much shorter than the other? Why do they do that?
Well, for one thing, the old stadiums were built in whatever space they had available.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's why Boston's got the Green Monster.
Right.
Because that's the only space they had to build this thing, so they built it. It was short, but they built it high up.
Oh, so you couldn't get over it. So it wouldn't be as easy.
Right.
But now, doesn't it seem...
I like that map. You don't like it? You want them all the same?
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't that be apples to apples? I mean, if somebody spends their life in Citi Field, then they're probably not going to... Maybe they would be a home run monster on another team.
That's one way to look at it. But if you're a pitcher, you'd rather pitch in Citi Field than pitch...
Right, so then... So that pitcher's field... that pitcher's ERA or whatever is better than it would have been in a different stadium.
It gives you a real sense of home field advantage, right?
Well, because you're used to your different stadium?
Well, because your team is built for your stadium, right?
Oh.
Yankees go for left-handed hitters because they can pull it over that wall. They always have been, you know, Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth,
the guy whose plaza that we're sitting in?
Yeah, whose plaza who we're sitting in, right?
I've heard of him.
The guy whose records were supposed to be broken by A-Rod, but it doesn't look like
So that's just, I just found that interesting. What stadium have you been to, other than Yankee Stadium, or Shea or Citi Field, that you liked the best?
Well, with
the
Oakland Alameda. Back when it was Oakland Alameda. I saw the Yankees play in Oakland and...
I've been there too. It must be the same stadium, right?
It's a long time ago.
From the early 70s. It's like a big cement block.
It's where the Raiders play.
Yep.
I saw them play when, I guess, Mattingly was still on the team. And the weirdest thing was, you know, they were killing us, like 10-1. And I'm in full Yankee gear, and I'm screaming my head off, and no one even bothered to tell me to shut up and look at the score, which is weird. Nobody said anything to me. But after about halfway through the game, I realized something odd. I couldn't quite put my finger on it. And then I realized they didn't have an organ.
There was no organ.
There was no organ at the stadium, which I thought was... I don't know if they have one now, but at that time, I was like, what's baseball without the organ? Ding, 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 ding,
right.
Ding, ding,
ding, ding.
It was kind of odd.
Huh.
But we've got to do a Bullpen Betty tour, because there are some stadiums I'd like to see.
Yeah, I've been to a few. I've been to Fenway.
Have you? I've always wanted to go there. What's that like?
I've erased it from my memory.
It's very small, right?
It's small and insignificant.
I want to go there. I want to go to Wrigley. I want to go to Camden Yards.
I want to go to Camden Yards. I've been to San Diego, whatever they call that stadium, and I saw a Padres game, and I remember nothing about it because, you know, it's the Padres.
It was good to go.
And our mutual friend told us we have to go to see the Pirates, right, in Pittsburgh, that's supposed to be a great stadium.
And now they're a good team now, too.
Right. Remember when they used to wear those flat-top caps, the black and yellow? I love that. That was cool. They were like a scary team. It was like they were a gang slash baseball team.
79 when they won the World Series.
How would I know that if it's in the 70s? I was...
You must have...
I didn't exist.
You heard the roar through the wall.
It's funny how I know all of this stuff from the 70s, isn't it?
And none of the stuff from now.
I know everything. How dare you? So what's up next for the Yankees? Kind of a weird week coming up, actually.
On the road?
Right, but it's all National League.
All Interleague, Southern California.
SoCal. So the Dodgers, who are miraculously in first over there, right?
Yeah, they went from like 8.5 games out to now they got like a 2.5 game lead, something like that, within the last month and a half, since Yasiel Puig joined the team.
Oh.
He's turned around, their pitching comes back.
And then, and the Padres.
3 games with the Padres. Who knows who will be in the lineup?
Yeah.
I mean, for the trades, or, your man might be, the future Mr. Bullpen Betty might be back by Friday, from what I'm
hearing.
Curtis Bullpen Betty might be back on Friday.
Perhaps I should look into flights. Was it the Padres that had the brown uniforms, like, back in, I don't know, the 80s or something?
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell is that? That was like Burger King uniforms. It's hideous. What's the matter? I mean, why would you... Oh, let's have a brown uniform so that, like, we're so bad that after the game we got to go to our part-time job at Burger King and, you know, dish out some Whopper Juniors.
Do you want fries with that?
Wow. So that would be great if Curtis came back, because then we would have real Yankees back on the team and not, like, these people who... You know, our fine young gentlemen.
Well, nobody even knows their names.
No, and everybody's name is like Travis.
Who was it somebody talking about? You know, the Yankees are in trouble when they take a guy you've never heard of off the field and replace him with another guy you've never heard of.
It's true, man. It's like, it's not even second string. It's not even third string. It's like some dude who they just like called him up and he rode his bike to the stadium from Pennsylvania, like, you know. Oh, my God. Well,
it's another interesting week. We'll see what happens. Trade deadline. We'll see. Some teams make moves. Some teams don't. Let's see what the Yankees do. I mean, Cashman, this is when he's supposed to make his money, right? Either we become a team who's going to make a run at the playoffs, or are we rebuilding? Are we giving up? We'll see what they do this week. I mean, there are things they need. If we're going to make a run, we need another first baseman, right?
Yeah, I know. God, I like almost forgot that Tex was like on the team. It's just, you have to put these things out of your brain, or you just want to cry.
There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Well, next week we'll have plenty to talk about. Hopefully. Hopefully that makes improves and we'll have plenty to talk about.
Good things to talk about. Okay. All right, Kigo, so how many games do you think the Yankees are going to win and lose? Let's see how good you are. I'm going to write it down. Well, so I guess I don't have to write it down because we're recording it.
2 against L.A. I say they split in L.A.
And then 3 against San Diego.
Oh, we got to take at least 2 or 3 from San Diego, right?
I'm asking you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. 2 or 3. So it's a 5-game series. We'll win 3 of the 5.
3 of the 5. And are you...
Which is really not good enough, but it'll...
No.
It'll have to do.
All right, we'll see how you do.
And on that note, it's time for us to say goodbye. But before we say goodbye, tell them where they can follow us.
Well, they can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/bullpenbetty.
Right.
On Twitter, twitter.com/bullpenbetty. And now we also have a Podomatic page, which is very attractive, and that's bullpenbetty.podomatic.com.
And on our page is where we keep every episode of the Bullpen Betty Show.
Right.
So if you missed a show, or if you've heard a show, and just think we're so damn funny, you want to hear it again? Go back there. They'll always be there.
Again and again and again.
So this takes us to our walk-off song today. You know, we've had Rachel Flotar pick one, and I picked one the first week. But if you, the listener, if you want to pick one, get at us. Get at us on Facebook or get at us on Twitter. Give us a walk-off song. Tell us why. Give us the name of the song, the band, and why you think we should play. Right?
Yep, that's a great idea.
This week, Betty gets to pick it.
Finally! Jesus! This is my damn show, and I haven't been able to pick a song! Christ.
So what we got for us today?
Well, as you know, Gigo, I'm a giant hip-hop fan.
Yes, you are.
I'm a huge Tribe Called Quest fan.
Oh, yes, you are.
And I am arguably even a bigger Q-Tip fan.
Oh, yes, you are. Wait. Do you know where he lives, too?
I do. You know, my boy, the Abstract, lives over there in New Jersey now. I don't know the house he lives in yet. Yeah. But I could find out if I really wanted to, I think. Anyway, I'm a huge fan of theirs, and I picked a song that I love and that also mentions the Yankees. As you may know, Fife Dog is in A Tribe Called Quest, and he's a huge sports fanatic. And he often talks about sports in their songs. And in the song Award Tour...
Great song.
It's one of my favorites. And do you know it's from the album Midnight Marauders, which is 20 years old?
Is it really?
20 years ago! Isn't that crazy? I remember when it came out. And in that song, Award Tour, Fife says the line, coming with more hits than the Braves and the Yankees. So what better song than Award Tour? So I'm so happy I got to finally pick a song. I'm so happy we've gotten through our third podcast. We're really rolling here. And thanks to Gigo, because without him we wouldn't be able to pull it off. And hopefully you enjoyed yourselves, and you will come back and listen to us again next week.
Because we're having a blast.
We are. So, this is the Bullpen Betty Show. And remember, friends don't let friends wear pink baseball caps. Ever.
Peace out, y'all.
Sublime. It's enjoyable to know you in the concubines. Niggas, take off your coats. Ladies, act like gems. Sit down. Indian styles, you recite these hymns. See, lyrically, I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the slow-mo. Heard me in the 80s, JB's on the promo. Am I never in the quest to get the paper on the caper? But now, let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side. All the residential questers who invade the air. Hold up a second, son, cause we almost there. You could be a black man and lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road. See, my shit is universal. If you got knowledge of Polo or Del myself, see, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle. Acute at that. So, who that, do that, do that, that, that.
Come on.
Who that, do that, do that, that, that.
Yeah.
Do that, do that, do that, that, that. I'm bugging out, but let me get back, cause they're wetting niggas. So, run and tell the others, cause we all the brothers. I learned how to build bikes in my workshop class. So, give me the sword and let's not make it the last.
A lot of kids was busting rhymes, but they had no taste. Some said Quest was whack, but now is that the case? I have a quest to have a mic in my hand. Without that, it's like Kryptonite and Superman. So Shahid come in with the sugar cut. Spike talks my name, but on stage call me Dynamut. When was the last time you heard the Fife was sloppy? Lyrics anonymous, you never hear me copy. Top notch, baby, never coming less. Sky's the limit, you got to believe up in Quest. Sit back, relax, get up out the path. If not that, here's a dance floor, come move that ass. Check the stats. I run with Shahid and the brother Abstract. Niggas know the time when Quest is in the jam. I never let a statue tell me how nice I am. Coming with more hits than the Braves and the Yankees. Living mad fat like a oversized Bambi. The wackest crews try to diss it, makes me laugh. With my track record longer than a DC-20 aircraft. So next time that you think you want something here, make something different, take that garbage to St. Elsewhere.
We are
town.
Right.
Tokyo,
right.
Yo, yo, yo. We on a road tour with Bob and my man. Going right. Each and every place, throw the mic in their hand. Right. Houston, Delaware, DC, Dallas.
Right.